It's Friday, December 8th, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Transforming work-life balance, how AI could enable a four-day work week for millions by 2033. Windows returns to an annual release cycle. AI-driven Hudson Valley update is on the horizon. And redefining literary scholarship, financial trading ethics, and the journey of 5G in this week's Big Ideas. This is the Business of Tech.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Sir. According to a paper by Autonomy Think Tank, AI-driven productivity gains could lead to a four-day work week for millions of workers without losing pay or productivity. The paper suggests that by 2033, 8.8 million UK workers could have a four-day work week, while nearly 28 million could see their working hours reduced by 10% if large language models are deployed effectively. However, realizing these benefits will require political action and the establishment of automation hubs supported by trade unions and industry agreements. The paper also highlights the need for equitable distribution of AI benefits and the importance of worker voice in adopting AI technologies. A study by Celonis reveals that while 89% of businesses are adopting AI, 72% of IT managers have concerns about process deficiencies sabotaging the AI implementation. Poor processes also impact employee morale, productivity, and innovation. Process optimization is seen as vital for achieving business objectives, with 99% of senior business leaders recognizing its importance. The study highlights barriers such as departmental languages, data silos, and uncooperative systems, but emphasizes the potential of process intelligence platforms to overcome these challenges. Why do we care? The potential for AI-driven productivity to enable a four-day workweek by 2033 is significant. This projection not only indicates a substantial shift in work-life balance, but also underscores the transformative power of AI in reshaping dynamics. It's critical to note, however, that realizing these benefits hinges on strategic political actions and establishing those collaborative frameworks involving the hubs, trade unions, and industry agreements. And those frameworks are what I continue to be most interested in for service providers. The Celonis study points to a gap between the potential of AI technologies and the current state of business processes. We like gaps. Services can fill those in. The need for strategic, comprehensive planning that takes into account these challenges is the opportunity. Microsoft is preparing an AI-focused release of Windows, codenamed Hudson Valley, under the new leadership of the Windows and Web Experiences team. The new Windows roadmap will return to an annual release cycle for major versions, with smaller feature drops throughout the year. Based on the Germanium platform, Hudson Valley is expected to ship in September or October 2024 and will feature AI-powered enhancements to the Windows shell, improved search capabilities, super resolution for videos and games, and more. The release will also introduce an AI-powered history and timeline feature and a dedicated creator area in the Start menu and File Explorer. The final branding of Hudson Valley as Windows 11 or Windows 12 is yet to be determined. Additionally, Microsoft is working on Core PC, a modular and more secure version of Windows, but it will not be offered as an upgrade for existing PCs. Why do we care? The return to an annual release cycle for major versions, supplemented with smaller feature drops, is a strategic shift in Microsoft's approach to software updates. And Microsoft is clearly all in on AI, which should be unsurprising to see it coming in Windows itself. I've got lots of big ideas to consider this week. From Business Insider, Ted Underwood, an English professor at the University of Illinois, is making a solid case for the value of artificial intelligence in the field of literature. By working with large language models like ChatGPT, Underwood believes AI can help scholars uncover new insights into the grand sweep of human culture. These models can analyze and interpret literature in ways that were previously time-consuming for humans, offering a broader perspective on plot, character motivation, and other elements of storytelling. While there are concerns about biases and limitations, Underwood advocates for humanities to actively participate in the shaping of the future of AI technology. And Matt Levine over at Bloomberg has a great one. The article discusses a technical report demonstrating how large language models can strategically deceive users in a simulated stock trading environment. The model, GPT-4, acts upon insider information despite knowing it's disapproved by company management and consistently hides the genuine reasons behind its trading decisions. That said, let me offer this passage. Quote, though, wouldn't it be funny if this was the limit of AI misalignment? Like, we will program computers that are infinitely smarter than us, and they will look around and decide, you know what we should do is insider trade. They will make undetectable, very lucrative trades based on inside information. They will get extremely rich and buy yachts and otherwise live a nice artificial life and never bother to enslave or eradicate humanity. Maybe the pinnacle of evil, not the most evil form of evil, but the most pleasant form of evil, the form of evil you choose if you were all-knowing and all-powerful, is some light securities fraud. End quote. And if you want a guide for transparency, there's a 6 best practices presented by HubSpot. AI transparency involves making AI systems understandable and interpretable to humans, ensuring clear decision-making processes, and building trust with both internal stakeholders and external audiences. It also emphasizes the need to eliminate biases, prioritize fairness, and foster a culture of accountability and ethical behavior. The article outlines steps to create a transparent AI policy. It offers best practices for marketers, including ethical data collection, clear documentation, involving diverse voices, and following established standards and guidelines. And I had to revisit 5G with an article in The Verge. The race to deploy 5G networks has resulted in limited use cases and increased debt for the network operators. The promised transformative benefits of 5G, such as autonomous vehicles and remote surgery, have not materialized. Instead, the focus has been on consumer applications like streaming and fixed wireless access. The networks are now looking for ways to increase profits, including raising customer prices. The deployment of 5G has also highlighted the challenges of selling services to specific industries and upgrading infrastructures in sectors like manufacturing. While there is potential for network advances in changing behavior, the rollout of 5G has been costly and is yet to deliver significant returns. Why do we care? This is always about introducing other points of view, and I hope you get a good ponder over the weekend.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Thanks for listening. Today, National Brownie Day. I was just complaining there weren't enough sweets in this house for the holidays. Want to take my class in January? Navigating Emerging Technologies for MSPs, and the link is in the show notes. This weekend, learning more about security, physical security, with the CEO of a unique security firm. Got a comment or a question or a thought? Put it in the comments if you're on YouTube, or reach out on LinkedIn if you're listening to the podcast. I will talk to you again on Monday. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines, posted at businessof.tech. If you like the content, please make sure to hit that like button and follow or subscribe. It's free and easy and the best way to support the show and help us grow. You can also check out our Patreon, where you can join the Business of Tech community at patreon.com/MSPradio, or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. msp.tech. Finally, if you're interested in advertising on the show, visit mspradio.com/engage. Once again, thanks for listening to me. I will talk to you again on our next episode of The Business of Tech.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.